This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and the Toronto Blue Jays could not agree on a contract extension. They were going to negotiate until the start of spring training. They did. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. confirmed that earlier today, was asked if they were ever close on an extension, and his one-word answer said it all. No. So he was pretty blunt about it. But now that there won't be a contract extension, Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s name is going to be mentioned a lot for two reasons. Number one, if the Blue Jays fall out of it, they may well trade him before the trade deadline. And then number two, he's going to be one of those elite-level free agents that hit the market a year from now. Now, let's start with the Mets. Steve Cohen earlier today was asked about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and his availability next year, and he answered it this way.
Yeah, he's a great ball player, and once again, I'll worry about that next year. Obviously with payroll considerations, you can't have too many long-term contracts because then you lose your roster flexibility, so you got to be really careful. But I'll let my baseball people make that decision.
So, code for, guys, you pigs. I'm not giving you Vlad too. I mean, forget the attendance thing like we talked about earlier. That goes without saying. But come on, guys. I've already got you Lindor long term. I got you Soto long term. It's not happening. And so I took that answer as a sign that it is very unlikely that Tommy is going to get what he wants, that Sal is going to get what he wants. And by the way, I'm not anti-Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I'll make my opinion on him clear in a few minutes, but let's just get this out of the way. I think Steve Cohen basically told us, yeah, that's not happening.
If we're taking him at face value, then that's ridiculous. You can't in one breath say, I want more people to show up to the ballpark, and then in the next breath say, well, we're not going to sign this great player. By signing great players, you are drawing more fans to the stands.
You are spoiled.
Yeah, he's just spoiled Met fan.
Did you hear that?
We have our first sign of a spoiled Mets fan.
Yeah.
Steve Cohen, and I quote in the cut we played earlier, it's a fun time to be at Citi Field. With all due respect, Steve Cohen, you're watching grass grow and guys chew, sunflower seeds. It's a baseball game. So what makes it exciting is by having... He's acting like you're going to, Vegas to have a good time.
It is. It's fun. There's stuff going on in between innings.
That's annoying.
So much for being positive about the Mets.
Well,
basically, you said it's the most boring experience.
No, what I'm trying to say is in the one breath, you can't say, I want people at the ballpark, and then in the next breath say, well, I'm not going to sign Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You get more people to the games by having superstar star power
Star players. They have an MVP-caliber player in Lindor, almost won it last year, and they've got one of the great hitters of our generation in Juan Soto.
Yeah.
You're kind of being spoiled. You're spoiled, Brad.
You're damn right. That's what it's... When you're big brother, you're spoiled.
You're right.
Want.
It's the evil empire.
But wouldn't you want Pete to just be the all-time Mets home run hitter and not be pushed out by Vlad Guerrero Jr.?
He won't be pushed out. He could be the DH next year, and Vladdy could be the first base.
So Look, I don't know how realistic that is, considering Pete Alonso's making $30 million this year, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr., when he said he was far apart with the Blue Jays, he was probably asking for $400 million. He's asking for $35, $40 million a year. I want to answer it this way about Vladimir Guerrero Jr., because I think it's very, very complicated. I don't think it's as simple as who's better, Pete Alonso or Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I think that answer, based on age, based on defense, based on, you know, really the way they've projected over the last couple of years, the answer is obviously Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I'm not arguing that. But here's what I would argue. Value matters. Flexibility matters.
Yeah.
How much you're paying a certain player versus not paying a certain player and having the room to buy other players matters. If you're asking me, and by the way, if you look at the last 4 years of Pete Alonso and Vladimir Guerrero Jr., not just last year, but the last 4 years, you would see that Alonso's had 2 years that were better and Vlad has had 2 years that were better. Those are the facts. In 2023, Pete Alonso had a better year than Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I don't know how anyone could argue that. You want to look at war, you want to look at home runs, you want to look at OPS, whatever metric you want to look at, Pete was better in 2023. Last year, Vlad was far better. No argument there. In 2022, it was close, but Pete Alonso was better then too. So they've been comparable over the last 4 years, but with that saying, I still would prefer Vlad. He's younger, higher upside. But if you've got to pay one guy a 10-year, $400 million contract, and you pay the other guy, let's say, 3 years, 90, because I'm not convinced Pete, even off a good year, is going to be able to get this mega contract, now you got to incorporate value. And when it comes to that, I'd prefer Pete Alonso over Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and that doesn't have anything to do with home run records or homegrown. It has to do with value. Steve Cohen just told you. How many guys can we give 10-year contracts to?
And remember this, and this is the one thing that would dissuade me right away from...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Vlad Guerrero Jr., it's great to live in the moment. The more and more you go with these rosters and the long-term deals, is Juan Soto eventually picking up a first base glove or turning into a DH? Because I got news for you. Vlad Guerrero Jr. already busted his ass once in his career to lose a ton of weight to make sure he stayed in that field. Once he gets that money, I have major, major worries about whether he is not going to be a DH sooner rather than later.
You're right. That's why
that would bother me from both the Soto perspective and, you know, if we talked about the Yankees.
That's why when people frame it as Guerrero versus Pete Alonso, that's not fair. You got to frame it as Guerrero on a 10-year deal versus Pete on a 3-year deal. Because I think I'm just being realistic on what they may get in the open market. And maybe I'm off by a little bit, but I don't think Pete's ever getting this mega long-term contract. I think he's going to have to settle for 3-4-year deals, maybe with opt-outs mixed in. We'll see about Vlad, but I think Vlad, because of his age, may demand a 10-year contract and get it in the open market. So if we are being fair about this, it's Vlad on that contract versus Pete on a shorter contract. Now I framed it in a correct way. Who would you prefer, Tommy? And you can't say both.
Why can't I say both?
Because I don't think that's realistic. Daddy just told you better show up to Citi Field, and your answer was, I speak into a microphone. Yeah,
but I work too much.
What I would say if Steve Cohen was my daddy, I'd be like, but Daddy, you've worked this hard, so we can do both. We could go to Disney and Paris. It doesn't have to be
Tommy,
or.
If it is an and or, and I'm giving you what I think is realistic contracts they're going to get in free agency, which would you prefer?
Now you're asking me to pick between my head and my heart, because you know how I feel about Pete Alonso emotionally.
Forget the heart! So, use your head! So, the head still says Alonso!
And the right head.
Easy, Tiger. Yes, it would be Pete. But I still would
not
like
not because
it to be,
he's better.
No,
so
because,
no, let's not cut this and make it something it's not. It is value.
I understand the value, but I thought we got rid of the value meal when the Wilpons sold the team.
Oh, come on. They've got a three.
Boy.
Evan.
I love you, bro. You're a pig.
I, you're damn right, and I waited 40 friggin' years to be a pig, and now I'm a pig for a year or two, and you're telling me I'm full? I got a full belly here. I could eat.
Say it, honey.
Marash is eight for years. You know this, Sean. I always mock you guys at the your Christmas
literally
list.
Literally or figuratively?
At the end of the year, a Yankee fan, you know, sign Barry Bonds, dig up the Babe, add this. And you know why? There's fannies and seats because of it. Because you do spend and you do add those players.
But we've never spent $800 million. You spent enough for three players and one player. That changes things. The Yankees still haven't done that.
And I think we'd all agree that Juan Soto was preferred over Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Sure.
Yes. I think they made the right choice in that regard. So
from that regard,
we're going to find out in a year, but
at least
you
Soto already lost the weight that he had gained.
He put it off immediately.
Fact.
We'll kind of find out in a year. I'm telling you right now, the Mets are not getting Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And I think that Steve Cohen made it clear. But you know what? We like to make long-term predictions on this radio show.
Without
Tiki. Tiki missed it. He's meeting with the president today. 3:12 p.m. on February 18th in 2026. What team is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. playing for? Sean Morash.
The San Francisco Giants.
Wow. Someone's actually going to agree to play baseball in San Francisco, California. I know Willie Adames has.
I know.
Another guy has. Tommy Lugauer, I know your answer, but let's just make it official.
The Mets.
Evan Roberts, that's me. Hey, Jet, can you turn the microphone on for a second? Oh, he doesn't know how to do that. There you go. Very good. Look at you. Press it harder. Bang. Not harder. Can you turn his mic on for me?
Do you work in engineering or not?
No, it's not working.
Like, I think that mic doesn't work.
Oh, come over here. Come here with that.
All right. Perfect time.
Jet, I want you to name any baseball team in the sport. We're trying to predict where this really good player, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., is going to go. So, in your opinion, what baseball team will he play for in 2026? You can name any team you want.
Red Sox.
Good job. Thank you, Jet.
Time for another Evan and Tiki long-term bet.
Yeah, I agree with him. It's the Red Sox.
It's you?
I didn't even tell
the car ride in.
No, I swear.
He just blurts out Red Sox, knows they might have an opening.
Oh, what's on your mind?
That's the team. That would be my prediction. I'm so happy.
Like son right there.
Yeah.
How about that? Good job, Jet.
I think it's going to be the Red Sox, but let's get to the Yankees and the Red Sox for a quick second. Sure. We'll get back to your calls here. Here's the predicament. If the Blue Jays fall out of it, which I'm not sure they are. I like their pitching staff. I think they have a chance to be good. If they're in it, they're not trading Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Correct. They're going to go for it one more time with him.
Okay. If they fall out of it and they sell him off, would the Blue Jays have the stomach to trade him inside the American League East to the Boston Red Sox or the New York Yankees? And the way it would make sense for the Yankees is if Stanton is seriously hurt or if Paul Goldschmidt's a complete utter failure.
Right.
Obviously, right now, they would not have an obvious opening unless they move Vlad back to third base for a year, which I do not think is a terrible idea. Imagine that lineup if you could stick Vlad in it.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
He's played third base before.
Yes.
I would lean towards know that the Blue Jays wouldn't have the stomach to do it, but in free agency next year, I think the Yankees make a ton of sense. Goldschmidt's going to be gone in all likelihood. Cody Bellinger has a chance to be gone, so you're talking about clearing close to $40 million. You're a year closer to the end of DJ LeMahieu and Giancarlo Stanton, and so here's another building block for you offensively for the next decade.
Well, there's two things at hand here. Number one, as far as would the Blue Jays trade in division, I think they're trading to whoever the highest bidder is, because if we've learned anything about this offseason, it's that no free agent wants to sign in Toronto long term. So if I'm them, I got to get a hold of whatever prospects I'm getting. That's number one. Number two, financially, Vlad Guerrero Jr. and the Yankees will and can be a match. But like I just told you a little while ago, I just see a guy that is going to be a DH sooner rather than later. And the beauty when Giancarlo is done here is the idea of flexibility and Where is Aaron Judge's long-term projection on this team? Is he going to be a DH? Is he going to be a first baseman? I am just in favor of making the team more flexible, forget financially, but in the field and at those positions where Vlad Guerrero Jr. worries me. I understand all the Dodger stuff. Murakami, to me, little, you know, whatever, younger, doesn't seem as fat at times. I thank him.
Doesn't seem as fat.
Also,
why are you fat-shaming Vlad Guerrero Jr.? You've said that like seven times during this discussion.
That whole getting his rump in shape thing, he feels, I know an eater when I see one, and I'm an eater. Also, look, if I'm the Yankees, I'm all in on Kyle Tucker this offseason.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.